Civic duty. How's it going, Josh?
How's it going?
That felt weird. I enjoyed that. That was a lot of fun. But it was weird. I lost, which I was expecting to lose. Better racquetball player than I am, but then he's much rustier than I am. So then it was just kind of a weird vibe. He said, like, after the first game, he said, like, you don't have to feel bad. And, like, I don't let people come back. I didn't let my foot off the gas. I just, like, he started playing better. And he's better than me, and I've always lost to him. Like, 99% of our lives playing racquetball against each other, he's beaten me. So, like, I just sort of reverted back to, like, yeah, like, he's way better and he's supposed to win, but then, like, he's way more rusty than I am. Sorry, did I say less rusty? I mean, he's way more rusty than me. Like, way, way more rusty. Like, I've been on the court since February. I haven't played. That was the first time playing racquetball since, like, not last March, but the March before that. But, like, I've been on the court regularly for a long time. So, like, I'm way less rusty than he is. So, but, like, yeah, it was weird. I just, like, as he started coming back, I sort of, like, I felt like you took your foot off the gas. Like, you don't have to feel bad. Like, I will come back and play better. And like, I was like, I didn't put my foot off the gas, but, like, I got, like, a weird, it was a weird vibe. I don't know. There was something, I don't know. And then he, like, kicked the shit out of me in the second game. So, like, it's kind of embarrassing. I mean, it is and it isn't, because, like, he's a way better player than I am, but he's retired, and he hasn't played squash or racquetball, and hasn't even hit a squash or racquetball. Like, you know? I don't know. I feel worse about, like, way worse. Way worse about my game now. Than I did just last podcast, which shouldn't be the case, because now I've played racquetball now. Like, I've actually played racquetball, so I should be like, all right, we've played, this is good, we've actually played racquetball. But I feel really weird. I feel really weird and uncomfortable about it. And I'm more stressed out about racquetball now than I was earlier. I feel great physically. I felt really good on the court. Everything's felt smooth. I could not serve, which was another thing. I could not fucking hit a serve to save my soul out there. I could not hit a first serve. I think I hit, like, 80% short serves, maybe even more than that. Like, so many short serves. And, like, that's one of the few things you can actually do by yourself that's not going to change versus whether you have a person on the court with you or not. Like, that doesn't change. Your serves. Like, that's just... But, yeah. I could not figure out how to serve the ball, to hit a drive serve. So I guess that's something I got to work on a lot more when I'm hitting on my own. Yeah. So it was weird. It sucks. I was getting more mad at myself than I should have. It's a bad vibe. It was a bad vibe, and I'm stressed now. Like I said, more stressed than I was before. But at least I've played racquetball now. So that's good. But it's gonna take a lot to be nationals ready. And I don't know that I'm going to be able to play enough racquetball before nationals to be nationals ready. I just don't know that that's gonna happen. Especially, you know this, Josh, I sent out the text that I showed you. I will not be training with the group. So anytime the group is getting together and getting on courts and playing together, I'm not going to be participating. So that means that much less time where I get to be on the court with somebody who's actually playing racquetball. Oh, looks like there was a big accident here at the corner of fuck me and I suck. It's scary. It's not feeling really good about up. I just forgot to switch gears. I'm feeling so uneasy about everything. Yeah, I was hoping I wouldn't feel like this, but he's probably walking away right now after playing and being like, holy fuck, like, I just beat Lee the same old way that I always beat Lee. And he's been on the court since February, and I haven't hit a ball since not last March, but the March before that. Like, what the fuck is wrong with that guy? There is no hope for him whatsoever. What does that say about me? I don't know, what does that say about me? It says you can shit in my mouth. So weird vibe. Just a yucky vibe. I just feel funny. Feel really funny. Fuck. And you know what? I was hitting really good ceiling balls. That was the one thing I was saying is it's like, I find that when you practice on your own, you've maybe heard me talk about practicing on your own and how I feel like it's like a delayed onset improvement that you get from it. But like, I was sort of explaining that, but I was like, but the one thing I'm feeling really good about right now are my ceiling balls, because I was hitting really good ceiling balls at the start, which is a rare thing for me. But like, I hit ceiling balls for like 5 to 10 minutes at the start of every single practice session. So, so I was like, yeah, my ceiling balls feel good though. And then as it got tighter and tighter, as I started fucking blowing it and all that shit, I started hitting worse and worse ceiling balls. So yeah, scary. Not feeling good about that. So whatever, it is what it is. Guess we need to keep it in perspective, but it's just hard. That's just a weird feeling to go come out and lose to somebody that, whatever, because he's, like I said, way better player than me, and I expect to lose. But then it was like, oh, maybe I don't need to expect to lose. Like, maybe, all right, like, he's really rusty. Super rusty. Then he came back and kicked my ass. So, I don't think I felt bad and took my foot off the gas more than I just got fucking nervous about him coming back. And just, I don't know, but I gotta fucking straighten myself out mentally. I mean, if I can't who knows, it's gonna be bad physically. Like, it's gonna be, I mean, physically, like, in shape wise, I feel great. I don't know that I've felt this good in a really long time, but the game, the actual performance on the racquetball court is gonna be shitty physically. I'm just, who knows how much I'm gonna be able to play, so it's gonna be bad. But I gotta get the mental, I gotta get my head straightened out here, because yeah, that wasn't good. So anyways, thanks for listening, Josh. Yeah, hopefully I can straighten this out, but hope you're doing well. See you later.